Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of November the 17th, 2013. Gabriel Oyibo, Booker T. Coleman, Vishabaka Stone, God Almighty, Grand Unified Theorem, Stolen Legacy, written by George G.M. James, principally for our discussion beginning on page 139. We're looking at this ancient African scientific teaching right here in Scripture. So we're up to where it says the Spirit of God began to move on the waters. So, Spirit, let me quote that verse. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So, Spirit, and we're down to the definition that tells us that Spirit means spirit, animation, vivacity, vigor. So, we're talking about energy, right? Animation, vivacity, vigor, energy. Courage has to do with an attribute, a description, a characteristic, temper, anger, impatience, patience. That has to do with disposition, right? And the next definition is spirit, disposition, as troubled, bitter, or discontent. Disposition of various kinds, unaccountable or uncontrollable impulse. All of this right here in the definition for spirit: desire, sorrow, trouble, the seat or organ of mental acts. So depending on how we act, depending on our mental disposition, will determine how we act, our actions, rarely of the will. So we're looking at something that is separate from your will. Your will is that power to do something no matter how you feel, no matter what your disposition is. And so this is the ancient African science, the seat of moral character. We're dealing with character. Also, Holy Spirit. Also, prophecy, the spirit and state of prophecy, endowing mankind with gifts, imparting warlike energy and executive and administrative power as energy of life, manifest in the Shekinah glory. And the Shekinah, we're going to get to that when we get to the Sunday school lesson, never referred to as a depersonalized force. So this force is always personalized, always seen in every facet of the universe, every facet of the universe. Remember what Brother Oyibo, Gabriel Oyibo, said about the table of elements and about how, depending on the electron that circles the proton and the neutron, the electron determines the character of the element or the atom. And so Mother Holy Spirit, spirit energy, soul energy, seems to me to be like that electron that encircles. See, the circle itself is feminine. The water in the circle is masculine, but the circle itself is the womb and is feminine. And the circle, the womb, the mother, the feminine, gives the character and disposition to the energy, germ of life, sperm, germ of life, seed of life, called sperm. So the water, the spirit of God, moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, the word God here is Elohim, gods and goddesses, also rulers and judges, divine ones. So we're looking at the whole universe structured as a divine ruler and judge on truth, justice, and righteousness. And the angels, male and female, are attached to the various particles and atoms and entities in the universe, giving to the entities, particles, atoms, the characteristics that are embodied within those entities, mirroring, doing the work of spirit, soul, energy, Holy Spirit, giving the characteristic like an electron circling that atom. All of this wonderful science. So the gods and the goddesses are doing this. The spirit of the gods and the goddesses. The spirit of Nun and Nornet. The spirit of Ptah. The spirit of Atum. The spirit of Ha and Ha-Het. The spirit of Kuk and Karket. The spirit of Amun and Amonet. See, they didn't want us to know about the sacred feminine and the goddess principle. But we are here to preach the truth, no matter where the truth leads us, because the truth will lead us to more truth. The word moved. The spirit of God, the spirit of the gods and the goddesses moved on the waters. Moved is Ra-Kaf, 7363, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to grow soft, to relax, to hover, to hover, to brood over young ones, to hover, like a mother hovering. So the spirit to brood on eggs. So we're looking at the scientific reality of sacred masculine working with sacred feminine. We see the mother principle here. We see the spirit mother principle hovering over what? Hovering over eggs, hovering over a potential life. Let's go on to this waters. She's hovering over and moved upon. Let me see that word, upon. Upon Al, 5921 Hebrew side, upon the ground, according to, on account of, on behalf of, beside, above, beyond, above or over, up on, to, over as in suspension. So we're talking about the description of something hovering over something else, something above something else. So Mother Holy Spirit, that feminine, that sacred divine feminine principle is hovering up on and over the face of the waters. We saw the word face is masculine. We're looking at a description of the birth process, how the sacred masculine emits the seed and germ of life called sperm into the womb. And we're looking at the womb, the mother, hovering over the face of the waters as if hovering over the penis. Nothing wrong with that. This is all science. This is all righteous. Hovering over the face, the masculine face of the waters. And the word waters is 4325 Mayim, masculine noun, Hebrew side, water, waters, water of the feet, urine, danger, violence, transitory things, refreshment. Water can be refreshment. But the masculine moving into the womb, there's the potential for danger. You can see this as a violent act in that it is energetic, transitory things. So we're transmitting, and water is moving into the womb, and the womb of the mother hovering over the face of the water. We're looking at the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine working together. We're looking at noon, which is water, urine, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, the material being emitted into nonet, the space, the heavens, the womb, that mother principle hovering over the waters, the face of the waters. And so we move to verse 3. And God said, let there be light. The word God is Elohim, gods and goddesses. We're looking at, once again, Nun Nunet. We're looking at Ptah. We're looking at Atum. We're looking at, now we're transitioning from water at rest, now the waves, now the time of turbulence and chaos, and now there will be order. We will bring order to the turbulence and the chaos. We're looking at the work of Atum. So God said, let there be light, but the word God is Elohim, gods and goddesses. Said, the word said is Amar. This is a verb. This has to do with speech, to utter, to say, to answer, to say in one's heart, to think, to command, to promise. So we see the combining of Ptah with Atum. We see the mind and the heart having an idea, now speaking that idea, and the power of speech, the power of saying and speaking and uttering word, the power of the word, Rastafari say, word is sound, is power. So we have the water waves, we have sound waves, we have waves of fire, Amar. We see all of this science, all of this ancient African teaching right here. And the gods and the goddesses said, and Atum said, and Christ said, and Yeshua said, and we say, let there be. The word let there be, 1961, Hayah, a verb, Hebrew side. This word is the root for Yehovah. We're dealing with the scientific reality of cause and effect. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. There had to be a cause. The scientific world today only gives us the effects and acts as if the beginning is with the effects, but the beginning is with the cause of the effect. Not the effect, but the cause. Haya is defined as to be, to become, to come to pass, to exist, to happen, to fall out. And so Yahuwah, when you take Haya and put that with Yah, you get Yahaya and Yahuwah and Jehovah and Yahuwah. And so Yahuwah, the existing one, the living one. And the word living one in the African Hebrew language is masculine and feminine, because these two dialectical principles, dialectical material principles, are the principles that are the causative factor, causative reality that is in motion, causing all to come into existence and come into being, and is putting order to the turbulent and the chaotic time period that we're dealing with. Said, let there be light. And the word light, 216, Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, or. This word is feminine. Now remember what we said about light. Remember Cuk and Coquette. Cuk is sacred father, sacred masculine, and darkness. And then we have Coquette, which is sacred divine mother feminine, and she is light. That which is put in darkness, that which comes from darkness and emitted into the dark womb will eventually reveal and bring into the light. So we see a combination of Amun, sacred father, the hidden, the concept of that which is hidden, the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, is hidden, emitted into Amunet, and she takes that which is hidden and reveals. And so we see Cuk, the darkness, that seed of life that is in the darkness, emitted into the dark womb, triple blackness, dark womb of Coquette, and she reveals into the light. And the word light, or 216, Hebrew side, is feminine, the light of day, the light of the heavenly luminaries, moon, sun, and stars. And most of the time, it seems like the moon and the stars are masculine, and the sun in the Hebrew language is masculine and feminine. But all of these principles have masculine and feminine polarity. But here, light is seen as feminine. The day break, the dawn, the morning light, that principle of light, lightning, light of a lamp, light of life, light of prosperity, light of instruction. So the ancient African Hebrew scientists, in bringing that ancient African science forward, were able to see that instruction, which is the union of knowledge and wisdom, illuminates and gives light to the mind, that we are enabled and empowered to think. Light, knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is thesis, wisdom is antithesis, and light and instruction for the mind produces truth, justice, and righteousness, and these are synthesis. Jehovah as Israel's light. So Yahweh, the existing one, the living one, father and mother, masculine and feminine. Life is light. Yahweh is light. The principles of existing and living is light. These are light. And we're looking at the feminine principle. So light is seen as feminine. And then verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Let me see if darkness is masculine. There it is. God divided the light from the darkness. Light is feminine. Darkness is masculine. And so, darkness is Cuk in the ancient African teaching. And then light is Coquette in the ancient African teaching. And in the African Hebrew language, darkness is Koshek. Almost sounds like Cuk and Coquette. Koshek. Koshek is darkness, obscurity, darkness, secret place. Masculine noun, 2822, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And darkness is divided from light, and light is 216, or Hebrew side, feminine noun. We said light, light of day, so on and so forth. And so the darkness, the light, and God divided the light from the darkness. God divided. The word divided is badal, 914, Hebrew side, to divide, to separate, to divide into parts, to separate one's self from, to withdraw from, to separate one's self unto, to separate. So we saw how all were united as one. We saw the waters of noon, at peace, calm, no motion. And we saw the space of the heavens, but all in this primordial, primeval stage were at one. But now we see the separation, not separation as in divide and conquer that we see in the system, but separation so that we may study the dialectical reality of the material spiritual world. Division of masculine. Division of masculine from feminine. Division of light from the darkness. Division of cuck and coquette. Division of amun and amonet. Division of noon and nonet. Division of ha and hahet. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. All right, God is gods and goddesses. Called is kara, and this is having to do with sound and words and sound waves and the waves that come from sound. Kara, 7121, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To call, to recite, to read, to cry out. So we're talking about sound waves, to call the name. And remember that Atum called the names of the gods and the goddesses, and in the calling, in the work of Atum, calling the names of the gods and goddesses, we see that in the calling of the names hold the function of the gods and the goddesses. Ka-ra. Now, Ka in Egypt, Africa, Kemet is spirit. And Ra is the masculine principle of light through the god Ra. And so God, or the gods and the goddesses, called the light. Light is feminine, day. And the word day, 3117, is masculine. Yom, Hebrew side. It means day and time and year and day as opposed to night. And day as in a 24-hour period. And evening and morning and division of time. Division of time. So this looks like we're talking about Ha and Hahet. Ha is the father, sacred masculine principle seen as infinity. Because the life reality of the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, is infinity. Life is infinity. Is infinite, infinity. But the mother here, Hahet, sacred feminine, she puts a finite reality on that infinite life, and the finite reality is our flesh. And so we have here the concept of time. The ancient African Hebrew Israelite ancestors, scientists, bringing forward this ancient African teaching. So we have the concept of time here. Ancient African said ha and hahet. Ancient African Hebrews giving it to us here as yom, and further in the definition of time. And day, and see, light called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And we know that this should be he, she. These are the gods and the goddesses doing this work. And darkness, Koshek, and we're reminded again of Kuk and Kaket, and darkness and light. And the darkness called night, and night is Layil, and night is masculine, because night is dark. Night as opposed to day. Layil, 3915, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word even has to do with your shadow, a protective shadow. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Evening is Erev, 6153, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Masculine noun, evening, night, sunset, night. And evening were the first day. And day is 3171, Yom, masculine, Hebrew side, 3117, daytime. We're talking about time. Even though here is masculine, we know that time is Ha and Hahet. Ha is father, Hahet is mother, Ha is infinity, Hahet is finite. We're talking about time. We're talking about sacred masculine and sacred feminine. We're talking about that which is hidden and that which is revealed, Amun, Amonet. That which is hidden in where? The darkness. And that which is revealed where? Into the light. These were the first day. And verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And God here is Elohim, gods and goddesses. We're talking about all of these gods and goddesses working for the Most High. The whole universe working in unison together. These are the gods and the goddesses that we have been talking about. Let there be a firmament. God said, the word said is Amar. So we're talking about speech. We're talking about saying, we're talking about speaking, we're talking about the principles of sound waves. We're talking about the Big Bang and sound waves and water waves. And we're talking about fire waves and the firmament. God said, let there be a firmament. 7549 Ra Kia. Rakia, Hebrew side. This is masculine noun. Extended surface, solid. Expanse, firmament. Expanse, flat as base, support. Firmament of vault of heaven supporting waters above. Considered by the Hebrews as solid and supporting waters above. Above, we're talking about the scientific study of the dynamic of the waters and the support system of the waters and how all of the fixtures in the heavens are attached to these waters. A splendid and pellucid sapphire. Waters spread out the firmament. The stars were supposed to be fixed and over which the Hebrews believed there was a heavenly ocean. So we're talking about noon, these heavenly waters, these original hydrogen, fire, plasma, green plasma, hydrogen, fire, waters, material. This is noon. The waters of noon, seed of life, germ of life called sperm. These waters having that infinite power of life emitted into the space, the heavens, the womb, the space of nonet, the sacred feminine, the mother. This is so interesting, sisters and brothers. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst. In the midst means in the middle, between. This is masculine, Tavek 8432, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Oh, let me take this break. See you on the other side of the break.